We continue to follow developments in Venezuela, where opposition leader Juan Guaido is appealing to his supporters to take to the streets again today. But in a defiant TV address, the country's elected president, Nicolas Maduro, claimed he defeated what he called a military coup organized by Guaido yesterday.
Y vamos a seguir saliendo victoriosos en todas las coyunturas que nos toquen.
Maduro spoke with military commanders at his side. He accused protesters of serious crimes, which he said would not go unpunished. Joining us now is Alejandro Velasco, an associate professor of Latin American history at New York University. Alejandro, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
And first of all, people are talking about today as a very important day. Juan Guaido calling it the final phase in the ousting of Nicolas Maduro from power in Venezuela. How do you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. And today is, to some extent, even more consequential than yesterday was. Yesterday, I think a lot of us who follow Venezuela and certainly in Venezuela were caught off guard by his morning announcement for or call for the military to rise up against Maduro. To the extent that that failed and failed to get significant support of the military and split the military as he had hoped, that really severely weakened his credibility both domestically and abroad. And so today he's called on what had been a pre-planned effort to get people out into the streets in the context of May 1st. And so he's unable to marshal significant amounts of people that would only weaken even more his credibility in Venezuela and outside.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, if history is any guide in terms of modern Latin American politics and Venezuela in particular, we are in store for one of two outcomes, neither of which are good. One, these demonstrations, and the government has called for a counter-demonstration, have tended to end up in violence. And to the extent that this is seen precisely as a final stage of this effort to oust Maduro, the government is very much in a heightened state of alert. The other alternative is that, in fact, it kind of fizzles into stalemate, which is what we've been in Venezuela for the last 2.5 months. And, of course, what that means is not significantly worsening humanitarian crisis.
Now, the U.S. and much of the rest of the world back Guaido. Maduro, in his speech, disputed claims by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Maduro had a plane ready to take him to Cuba yesterday. Pompeo said Russia wanted Maduro to stay in Venezuela. When you hear all of that, it sounds like in some ways Venezuela is not the only one in control of its destiny. There are a lot of global forces here, maybe even having a kind of a proxy war in Venezuela.
Absolutely. Certainly the U.S. is a major player, not only as the most outspoken supporter of Guaido and the opposition, although, as you well know, many countries have lined up in recognition of Guaido as an interim president. But also, as you say, Russia, China, Turkey have a lot at stake in terms of assets and potential financing operations with oil in the future. But more significantly, the reason why it's become a proxy war is because all these various parties see Venezuela not as an end in itself, but rather as a piece in a larger geopolitical puzzle. So it's certainly true that a proxy war is now what Venezuela has become, and much to the detriment of Venezuelans suffering through the crisis.
We were speaking with a reporter yesterday in Caracas who said that his feeling was that Maduro's support in the country may have dropped as low as 10%. What do you think? Who is sticking with Maduro through all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to gauge polls or actual on the ground support. Who is sticking with Maduro? Well, certainly the military seems to be sticking with Maduro, but in terms of beyond the military, who has its own stake in staying aligned with the government in power, the people who continue to support Maduro are those who have major degrees of distrust with this particular opposition, and insofar as they've aligned themselves so closely with the United States, rhetorically and otherwise, there's a sense by which all the things that Chavez first and Maduro has since been warning about, this, the U.S. taking over Venezuela and its oil, seem to now be on the offing. And so those people, certainly are continuing to support Maduro.
Alejandro, I know that you are Venezuelan. You've got family that you've been talking to in Venezuela. How do they feel and how do you feel about what's going on there right now?
you know, yesterday going through the day was a long day in terms of speaking with my father in particular, who lives a couple of hours west in, of Caracas. But what he and others and friends in Caracas itself were telling me is that they are, it's the sense of uncertainty, the sense that we just don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, that is at the height of people's concern and anxiety, which of course couples with the anxiety of every day of trying to make ends meet, of trying to be able to find, you know, food, goods, and services. Myself, I'm very anxious as well, not only for them, but for, you know, the sense that any kind of protracted status quo leaves my family and friends in a worse off position. And so that's my major concern.
That is Alejandro Velasco, who's an associate professor of Latin American history at New York University. Alejandro, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.